The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
The cost of living, inflation and fuel prices obviously continue to dominate domestic politics. But how has this been felt in the US? To get a sense for this, I went out to NBC Studios in Washington, D.C. A little earlier today to meet Susan Hogan, consumer investigative reporter for NBC Washington and host of Susan Makes Sense podcast. Before we talked about the price of energy and food, I began by asking her about the events at the White House Correspondents' Dinner and her reaction to it.
It's really shocking because, you know, I have so many colleagues who were there, of course. And just to see, like, I woke up to their Instagram posts. I'm like, wait, what? And you just can't believe this. Like, you just, all sorts of questions go through your mind. Because, I mean, we're hyper aware of all of our surroundings as journalists, right? But to be in that type of a space that is supposed to be celebratory and fun and you know, you just can't imagine. Also, you think security, right? It's as tight as it can possibly be. And to hear gunshots inside that space was just terrifying for the people who were there. So I'm glad everyone was safe. But it was just one of those things where you wake up the next morning and you just shake your head and say, oh, my God,
yeah,
what is happening?
We've been walking around Washington. It's a beautiful city. Beautiful day today as well. I mean, it's such an appealing place. Has living in Washington changed at all in recent years, particularly as a journalist, I suppose? I'm sure in your day-to-day life as a mother and so on, it probably hasn't. But as a journalist, has it changed?
You know, it has. You can feel the temperature in the air, right? You can feel that there's this edge about the city. But I have to say, I live in Northern Virginia, but still I obviously work in D.C. And you could feel it differently. But you know what? In a way, there's something also special about it. It is what it is. We are the nation's capital. Things happen here. This is, you know, doesn't matter who's in office. You're going to like them or you're not, right? So there's always going to be that friction. And so you kind of have to walk around thinking, well, you know what? This is what America's all about. Freedom of speech.
Yeah. And interesting you say things happen here, because you were telling us off air that just in this building we're in is the building that and many of our listeners will be aware. I mean, they wouldn't have been around for it, but they'll remember and recall. This is the building where that famous Nixon-Kennedy debate took place.
You are right.
Extraordinary piece of history.
It is. This building is absolutely so historic, built in the early 1960s. And as you said, yes, that very first debate, the televised debate. And if you remember, so Kennedy wore makeup.
Nixon refused to. He had a beads of sweat on
his. Exactly.
Everyone who listened on radio said Nixon won.
Exactly.
Everyone who watched on telly said, oh, I don't like him, bit shifty or whatever. And Kennedy wins the debate.
Exactly.
And wins the election. And right. History has changed.
Television.
Yeah, amazing. Let's talk about your, because you're one of the top consumer journalists in the country. Obviously, inflation, a big issue in Ireland. Is it manifesting itself here, that the war in Iran, has it had an impact on people here?
Oh my gosh, it is awful. You know, people are living paycheck to paycheck for years, but now it just seems like you cannot get out of this cycle. And yes, inflation is high. Our prices are high. I got to tell you a story. This literally just happened after the war had just started in Iran. So I'm driving to get gas. Not even 24 hours since the war started. And I literally, as I sat at the gas pump ready to put my credit card, I see the price change 10 cents more. I'm like, okay, what? Like, your gas that's in this tank, sir, is the gas that you've already paid for. But so many people kept seeing that. And prices, it's things like that that just really get you angry. But our prices at the grocery store. Yesterday, I just went. I have a family of five, but I have mostly almost empty nesters. I have my husband and two boys now living at home. And my price of my grocery bill was over $400. And I only bought two things of chicken. The rest was produce and just incidentals. Yeah. So yeah, it's crazy.
So you've noticed at the till, you've noticed a big difference.
Absolutely. And we all do.
So obviously the price of gas, the price of energy, but you're saying it's also having a knock-on effect on goods and services.
Goods, for sure. Staples, milk. You and I were talking earlier about eggs. Egg prices have come down a little bit, but here's the thing, and that really bugs Americans. Inflation, even if inflation is coming down, those prices are still remaining high. Businesses have no problem raising the prices quickly, right? But it takes a long time for them to come back. And that's what really gets us.
And it's a very similar issue in Ireland, a very similar complaint. You mentioned eggs because it was a huge issue during the presidential election. So the price of eggs have come down.
Yesterday, I bought a dozen eggs for $4.29. They were $5 and over $5, a little over a year and a half ago.
Okay, so I think that's kind of cheaper than in Ireland at
what
the
is
moment.
It?
Yeah, I think it's kind of euros wise. I think it's about 4.50 or 4.30 for, and obviously the euros a little. So that would be cheaper.
So I got to tell you a funny story. So when the egg prices were really high here, someone reached out to me and she's like, "You know, you can rent chickens." I'm like, "You could what? Rent chickens?"
Were you tempted?
No, not at all. But we did a story. It went viral. People are like, "Wait, you can rent a chicken?" And so you can. And so it was. So the farmers who actually have chickens were renting chickens out to people who, and they were saving money on eggs. But isn't that funny?
I think I'd pay the $5.
I'm sorry, me too. I think
lots of people doing it in Ireland as well. The politics of this. Is it damaging for the Trump administration? Is it damaging for the Republican Party? Are they taking the rap for the price increases?
Of course. No matter what political party is in office, when things are good, they get the credit. When things are bad, they get shamed for it. So, I think that has always been the case. No matter where you live in this world, it's always going to be political. I think at the end of the day, though, we... As consumers, for me in particular, it's just you don't know who to get frustrated with. You know, is it the manufacturers who are just keeping these prices high? Is it the politics? It just raising them? It just, we don't know. At the end of the day, people really don't care who to blame. They just want it to stop.
Yeah. Okay. Are there weirs, or worries even? Are there fears? I was going to say that's where I got the weirs. Are there fears that this could the economy could tip into recession, or is that still a
I don't think they've been using the R word recently.
Yeah.
So, our unemployment level is at a good-ish point.
Yeah.
So when you see that, you think, okay, so that shows it should be a strong economy. But when you still see prices high, it's still, at the end of the day, it's how we, the consumer, is impacted by our wallet. You know, the housing, I don't know what housing is like there. Is it
very
tough?
Challenging? Really? Yeah, we have huge housing shortages. We cannot build enough houses at the moment.
Wow. Well, our issue is the price. So the average house is $400,000 in the United States. So that means you need roughly $125,000 salary. The average income here in America is about $86,000, $87,000. So people can't even afford. You know, we always talk about the American dream, which includes owning a home, but you can't get there. And the average person who can own a home right now is in their 40s. And Shane, I have three kids in their 20s. I'm like, you are SOL. You are screwed. Because you wait for a decade and a half before you can buy a house? So for my kids to even think about doing that is so out of reach. And not just for them, but for so many people.
Susan, that's extraordinary because we are having exactly that conversation in Ireland at the moment and have been for a number of years. And young people kind of despairing that they will never be able to buy a house.
Yeah.
So it sounds like it's quite similar to here.
Yeah, and that's really a shame, right? But I have a guest on my podcast next week. He's a real estate
Susan
broker.
Makes Sense.
Susan Makes Sense. Thanks for the plug, Shane. I appreciate it. He is, I don't know if you guys ever watched the Netflix show Buying Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Mauricio, what's his name? Mauricio. He's the head of the brokerage. Oh my gosh, it's terrible. He's married to the housewife of Beverly Hills. So he works for that brokerage. And he's here in Washington, D.C. And he actually said something really interesting that possibly for your, this generation, that Gen Z generation out in Ireland. He said, you know what? don't get stuck on trying to buy that first house and thinking that's how you can build wealth. He said, I don't think that's the case at all. The way to build wealth at that 20, that Gen Z age, is to rent. Save your money. Take that money, because kids think, and my kids are the same way. They're like, well, we're paying $1,800, $2,000 in rent right now. If I were to go buy a house, it might go up to, what, $2,200, $2,600? I can afford that. I'm like, They think the mortgage is it. Like, yeah. That's not that all comes along with a house.
No,
so
true.
His whole thing is, take a beat. It's okay. Renting, people always think renting is just a waste of money. You're just paying
dead
Mr.
money
Smith,
or whatever.
Dead,
yeah.
Right. But no, you're all you're doing is paying rent. And for all of the extra that you can save, put that away. Start investing that. And that's really the way to go. That's a good way to start building wealth. So don't get caught up on thinking that you need to buy that house as soon as you go to college, you get married, you have a kid. I got to go buy a house. No, take a beat.
Okay, take a beat. Interesting. Last question for you. And you've kind of, it's sort of a similar theme, and you've touched on this already. Like, there's a feeling in Ireland that this coming generation will be worse off than their parents' generation. Now, in some ways, they've way more opportunity. They travel more. They've much more kind of consumer spending power and so on. But definitely in terms of buying a house and so on, it's way more challenging. Is there that feeling in America as well, that this coming generation is the first generation maybe to be not as well off as their parents' generation?
Personally, for me, my kids are way better off where they are right now than where I was. I'm a journalist, so, you know, we don't get paid a lot of money.
No.
It's a progression, right, before we can. So my kids are actually doing pretty well. They have good paying jobs. And as I tell them, I think that this generation is lucky as hell because of artificial intelligence. If used properly, can be such a great tool for them. I mean, the world is open to them. And I have a 21-year-old son who's a junior in college who, as I said, just was in Dublin for St. Paddy's Day because he was studying abroad.
He enjoyed himself.
He enjoyed himself very well at the Temple Bar.
Yeah.
I told you, he called us up. He's like, Mom, Dad, you can go to YouTube. I'm live right now. And we're like, oh, so proud of you, son.
He could not have been in a livelier spot, that's for sure.
So I saw. But, you know, I look at him and I'm like, listen, the world is yours to choose what you want to do. You've got so many tools at your fingertips. Yeah, the economy is kind of crappy. But you know what? There's also so many opportunities. You got to think differently. Think outside of the box. And that's how I'm trying to get my kids. I don't want them to walk around thinking, oh, my God, we're a terrible generation. This is not going to be good for us. No. It's a mindset. Shift it. Look at this as an opportunity and make something of yourself.
Okay. Susan, makes sense. Susan Hogan, consumer investigative reporter for NBC Washington and host of That Susan Makes Sense podcast. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you so much for having me, Shane. I appreciate it.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.